Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College cross country coach Joe Dunham, previewing the Midwest Regional Qualifier for the Central Cross Country team. But before we do that, Coach Dunham, we want to thank you for joining us, and we want to talk about the American Rivers Conference Championships that happened here recently. Really good finishes for your squad. The girls team with their highest finish in 37 years. The boys team, their best finish in 8 years. And just kind of looking at that meet, what can you say about what your squads are able to do at the ARC meet?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure. I enjoy getting on whenever it works out, and excited to talk about our conference championships. We had a great day. Was really exciting to see both teams compete at a really high level with some of the best teams in the country, getting their foot on the line as well. So it was a great weekend for both teams, and obviously we're just starting our championship season now, so you're a little just not sure how they're going to respond to being in the championship environment to begin with. And we're training for meets later as well. So, you're trying to juggle all of those things all at once. And so it was really good to see them respond well. They competed really well on our home course, and it was a great environment. We had a huge crowd. So it was a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. Now kind of looking at this Midwest Regional that's coming up, obviously an exciting time of the year. Anytime you get to this stage of the season, your emotions and adrenaline is really high as a program. And we'll start with the fact that you guys have run on this course before up in Waverly at Wartburg, and just being able to run on a course that you're familiar with, what kind of advantage does that provide you and your squads going into that, knowing that you have familiarity with the course?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we went and previewed the course earlier in the season. As a coach, you're always a little nervous because you want them to go up there and race really well, because you know you're going to be back there a few weeks later, and you want them to have confidence. And we were fortunate enough to have two really, really good races with both our men's team and our women's team. So it was good to get up there and see it. It'll be a different environment this time, obviously. Some of the best teams in the entire region will all be competing to try to qualify for the NCAA championships, which are out in Pennsylvania the following weekend. But we're excited to get up there and just try to get out there and compete like we have all season, and be consistent with what we've been doing. And I'm excited to see how they do.
And we'll start with the girls' side of it, of things. Obviously, we've got Caroline McMartin, who's been a really strong runner for this squad for the past 4 years now, and Megan Johnson really stepping up here. I know that she took second in the conference meet, just ahead of Caroline there, and a nice 1-2 punch. And as they try to get the team to the NCAA championships, as you're talking about in Pennsylvania, what's the big thing that you're looking for from the girls' squad going into that meet?
Well, honestly, we need consistency from all those young ladies that you just mentioned. Caroline and Megan have kind of been our front runners most of the season, along with Addie Parrott. Those three have really been just big leaders for our team from a performance standpoint. Caroline's one of our captains, and she's been a great leader for us, and Megan as well, just being a senior and leading by example. So we need those girls to just do what they're best at and be consistent with what they've done all year. We have had just some really great stories, though, of people that have really kind of just improved dramatically from last year to this year. Addie Parrott, I mentioned her. She's one that has really moved herself into the front runner position. But also Kira Hooper, she's a young lady that she's improved by around 2 minutes from last year to this year, and has really just come a long ways and kind of come into herself just with her confidence and knowing what she's capable of doing. Obviously, we've got some veteran leadership with Haley Hill, who has really kind of filled in those gaps. Lindsay Davidson, another young lady that has really improved dramatically this year and has played a really big role in terms of the success that we've had. But also we've got some younger ladies, Peyton, Stefan, Leah Bontrager, Sarah Goodenbauer is another one that has come on strong here at the end. So we've seen lots of great improvement through the year, and we really need that, going into next weekend.
And we're talking to Central College cross country coach Joe Dunham here on today's Lately Radio Sports page. Now we look at the men's side of things. Obviously,
a lot of really good runs on that side of things as well. I'm going to forget a few of the names, but I know a few of them, Adam Sylvia, Noah Jorgensen, kind of leading the way for that squad as they try to navigate their way back to the NCAA championships. What's the thing that stands out to you from that squad that you're looking to see in Waverly as they try to get back to the championships?
Yeah, I mean, we do have, similar to our women's team, we've got a group of three guys that are kind of a three-headed monster right up there in the front with Caleb Silver and Noah Jorgensen and Adam Sylvia, all seniors, all veterans, all guys that have been doing this for a while, and they are really really confident. They believe in themselves. They're in good places mentally. The big stage will not really affect them. All three of them are All-Americans, and they have been in this environment a lot. So it's nice to have that veteran leadership and those guys that have been there before. And then it's kind of a fun season with our men's team because we're relying on some freshmen and some younger guys. Obviously, Derek Webster, one of our team captains, has been incredible in terms of leadership. And he's one of those runners that just gets better every time he races. And so I'm excited to see what he's able to put together next weekend. Then we got some young guys, Jack Brown, William Wadsley, Donovan Card. Then we got another senior, Jack Arango, who had an incredible race at our conference meet, fought himself into that top seven and earned a spot. And so he gets to race next weekend, and we're gonna get an opportunity to really see what he's capable of doing. So good group of guys, young and old, and it's a good mixture, and just really excited for those younger guys to get some good experience. They have had some opportunities to run in some really big races, much like what the regional meet will be like next weekend. So they've had that experience already, running at GRIAC, running out in Connecticut, getting those opportunities. But yeah, it'll be exciting to see how they come together and work together. I think the key for both teams for us going up there will be our gap from 1 to 5. And we've really got to narrow that down. We've got to tighten that up. I think if we can do that, I think we'll have some great results, and that's going to be the goal going into the weekend.
And I would be remiss if I didn't ask this. We've seen a strong tradition of cross-country running here over the last several years in Pella, whether that be with Pella Christian, with Pella High, and Central as well. And you're coming off of some pretty exciting cross-country stuff as it relates to the high school level with your son winning the individual state championship. And now you're trying to go and capture a championship of your own. What does it mean to you to be able to kind of uphold that tradition and just continue to see that grow here in Pella?
Well, this community is really pretty incredible when it comes to cross country. Obviously, Pella Christian, Pella High School, both schools have great traditions with their distance programs, and we have really, really good high school coaches at both of those schools that are guiding those runners. And so we feel blessed to be able to be in this community, and for Kanan and Ruth to be able to have the success that they've had due to the great programs that we have here in Central has been really, really exciting. We're excited for Kanan, excited for Ruth. Ruth had just an incredible season this year, ran much, much faster than she had. You know, she made a big jump from middle school into her freshman year. And so was really excited to see her gain that confidence and be able to contribute to a team that is just absolutely remarkable. Those girls over at Pella High School are pretty amazing. And for Kanan to be obviously guided by our coaching staff, but also Nathan Vanderwall has been a great leader for the high school team. And for Kanan to be able to run with him and kind of be mentored by Nathan, I think has been really special for us as our family. So just excited for those guys to continue as they go on to NXR next Sunday, I guess. They'll be racing up at NXR, and that'll be a really exciting thing for them. But yeah, it was a great weekend. Conference went really, really well for the Dutch, and the state meet went really, really well for the Pella Dutch. And so we were celebrating that day. It's a day I won't soon forget, for sure.
I can imagine that. Coach, thanks for letting us catch up with you today, and best of luck as you get ready for the Midwest Regionals. And do you try to bring home some hardware for the Central College Dutch?
All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was catching up with Central College cross-country coach Joe Dunham here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.